Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. This week, New Jersey is starting the process of writing the rules for how its legal marijuana retail market will work. In Delaware, where the drive to approve recreational marijuana is gaining steam, there is a fight over how best to get there. Here's WHYY's Zoe Reed.
Part of the divide is over whether existing medical marijuana centers should be the first to sell recreational cannabis. Under the latest bill introduced in the legislature in Dover, they would have to get in line like other would-be dispensaries to get licensed. Previous bills had the medical marijuana clinics play the role of being the first to sell as other retail operations opened up. The new bill also has 15 more retail and 10 more cultivation licenses than the old bill had. David White, an attorney for the Medical Marijuana Center Fresh Delaware, says this will cause oversaturation.
It would force the existing facilities either to shutter their doors or to downsize.
But advocates of the legislation argue these companies only care about making big bucks. Take Zoe Patchell of the Delaware Cannabis Advocacy Network.
You're absolutely stunned and shocked that these big marijuana multi-state facilities would be attempting to obstruct our adult use legalization bill unless lawmakers gave into their demands to have the General Assembly protect their private business interests.
Some medical marijuana patients agree, and they will only patronize those that support the latest legislation. Mike is a medical marijuana patient who asked not to use his last name.
I basically washed my hands of the dispensaries because they want to play this game. I will support the private florist.
It's not yet clear when the bill will get a vote. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.